The church has a woman problem. We've all heard this, right? Maybe even experienced this, the way elements of leadership, of structure, of order can miss what Pope St. John Paul II liked to call the feminine genius. A cursory look at our readings today gives us that feeling again. Two women with their lives soon ending at the hands of an established male mob, both from sexual sins, one completely false, one caught in the very act of adultery while the man in that party exited the side door or something, we don't know. I don't think today, though, really presents us a woman problem. However concerned we might have been before Daniel and Jesus's brilliance saves the days. It's a problem, rather, I think, with the weak, with the powerless, with the vulnerable. We don't need to think about big social causes here when we bring up those types of people, just about abortion or war or capital punishment. These all fit, but the weak, the powerless, the vulnerable in our midst, on our phone call list, in our neighborhood or family or work group, they might be the better ones to focus on today. If we can't find a place in our heart for them, for Susanna and the adulterous woman, we have a real problem. Our church has a real problem. May we find space enough today for them.